News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Dale Forbes. Emergency management crews are beginning the task of assessing damage left behind from last night's storms that produced at least 8 tornadoes. Radio Oklahoma's Ann Roberts has details.
There is one confirmed death in Barnstall in Osage County, and first responders say 30 to 40 homes have been severely damaged in that town. Several roads in Osage and Washington County are closed as a result of downed trees, and thousands of homes and businesses are without power. Anyone with storm damage is asked to report it at damage.ok.gov.
Another gut punch for the community of Barnstall as a tornado came up from the southwest, chewing and spitting out homes and businesses. Jacob Darnell says his mom's home is standing, but is damaged.
It appears like it's shifted her entire house on the foundation. I imagine it'd end up being a total loss.
From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Dale Forbes.
More than 171 years of journalism experience in one network. Ann Roberts, who anchors mornings, has 32 years experience. Dale Forbes, middays, 45 years experience. Ken Johnson with 42 years experience. And Bob Sands in your afternoons with 52 years experience. Couple that with being an Oklahoma-owned and managed news network, and you've got the news leader for the state, the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
Attention royalty owners, it's time for the 2024 NARO Oklahoma State Convention. Join us May 22nd through the 24th at the historic Skirvin Hilton in Oklahoma City as we celebrate the resilience of Oklahoma's rich oil and gas history. Learn about a host of educational topics designed specifically for Oklahoma mineral and royalty owners. For more information or to register, go to www.naro-us.org or call 1-800-558-0557.